from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
It's the G and Ursula Show, everybody. Good morning to you, and good morning to you, Ursula.
Good morning. Happy, it's Tuesday already. My gosh, yeah, missed yesterday, and I feel like it's still a Monday.
You was throwing off for a second, huh?
Our Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line is 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. Mm-hmm. I got someone really upset, and it got me thinking about my answer in a previous segment. I'm still sticking with my answer. And we'll explain at the end of the show.
Does that make you, it's crazy that I feel better that you upset somebody.
I get it.
It feels good. Like, finally, yes!
I know. And it's like someone who gets an email from me saying, oh, I'm disappointed. That's how I feel right now. Someone's like, I'm really surprised.
At the very end, Ursula, you surprised me.
Thanks, Dave.
I like Dave, though.
I do, too. That's why I'm like, I'm taking time to answer you.
All right, let's get to it. Agree to disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
One of our top stories today, UW football player Tybo Rogers has been charged with two rapes. He's pled not guilty to those. He's now also been charged with an assault. And in our several discussions of this story, we have both questioned and criticized UW's decision to keep Rogers on the roster and allow him to play in championship games. And consistently, when this has been brought up, the feedback that we have gotten from a number of folks is, from the 206, is the student or player not innocent until proven guilty? Being benched because of allegations is punitive. Ursula, I'll go ahead and ask you to start on this. Do you think a player should be benched or removed from the team when they get charged with a crime?
When they get charged with a serious crime like rape? Yes, I do. And in fact, I just quickly looked up the university's own policies, according to what I'm reading right now, says immediately suspending the accused student from participating in any university functions or privileges, including clubs and sports teams, if there's reasonable cause to believe that student's conduct puts others in the UW community at risk. There are different standards when we're talking about a student athlete at a university. And there are rules in particular that go along with this particular situation. I will also say that even though it hasn't been proven in court, let's just look specifically at this. There were already indications that this particular player was trouble. G talked about it, that there were flags that were coming up. Then the allegations came, and these students, these women, these are not students from UW, but these women did everything that they were supposed to, including reporting it to Title IX. There were discussions amongst people at the University of Washington's athletic department knowing that this could be trouble and do we need to hide this and et cetera, et cetera. So that's why this is a big deal. So going back to, should he be suspended after charged? Specifically after being charged, I would say yes. And knowing that there also is a possibility of false accusations, and what do you do with that? But again, in this particular case, that certainly does not seem to be the case.
Right. So he got charged in February of this year. And even though there were allegations, the charges didn't happen there. Now, should someone that has been accused of sexual assault by 26 different women and is currently right now facing 91 criminal indictments, 91 criminal felony charges on 4 indictments, and right now is currently on trial right now for a hush money deal, should they be president of the United States? If we're going to start setting a precedent and we're going to get with the you are innocent until proven guilty, that applies for every walk of life. So nobody can say this person can't play football and at the same time look and say this person should be the GOP nominee for president of the United States of America. Now, we do have a problem with this, but the question is simple. If there are criminal charges on you, should you still be able to go on with life? Yes, because the rules are you are innocent until proven guilty. We can't. Wait, hold on. Am I right?
You're right in a court of law. You're right in a court of law. In the way that our justice system is set up is that it is more important that an innocent man not be jailed than a guilty man walk free. That is the way our criminal justice system is set up. That is not how workplaces operate. That is not how schools operate. That is not how teams operate. So, I mean, I'm willing to go farther than Ursula, right? If you, as an athletic program and as a university, know that there are quote-unquote red flags with someone, you know that a lot of those red flags are not simply allegations. They are things that have been hushed up. They have things that have been covered up. They have potentially been things that have been paid out for to keep quiet. And then you get one and then two more allegations. You should be done at that point. Screw criminal charges, because this is a public university charged with keeping their students safe, charged with protecting their public image. This is like a crown jewel institution of the state of Washington. And the fact that they're more willing to go to bat for someone who has serious, credible allegations, not even charges, they're saying, we trust this guy more. He's more important than the win.
Yeah, they don't. And the reason they gave him, if he was a nobody player, I think it would have been easier. I think because the national, and this is what, let's just say it out loud, because the national championship was at stake and his particular position, wasn't there an injury?
Yeah, there was.
It made him even more necessary. By the way, I want to go back to the point that you made about we have a president who is, or a former president who's running for president, who is facing, I think that should be a disqualifier. Just FYI.
I'm going to take this another step forward. And now I'm going to make it personal with this topic. I sat here back 4, 5, 6 years ago and watched some of those in the media, got emails from this show, got emails from someone at the time that worked for the King County Sheriff's Department, right? I got schools that had kids that accused that tried to put my son at the scene of allegations of sexual assault. Let me say that again. I had someone from the King County Sheriff's Department email our show saying that my son was there.
Oh, she put it on our Facebook page.
She sure did. Absolutely.
Yeah, we reported it to the sheriff.
So I want to be very crystal clear. I know this is something I do all the time, but this is a topic that I'm very passionate about. While on one hand, there are times where there you have situations where there are people that are guilty, and then you have times like this in the case of my son who wasn't even there. Wasn't even, not only was he not a part, was not there, but still there was a narrative because folks got it wrong. So my question is this: when you get it wrong, you can never repay that time back. So for the parent, it's real easy to sit here and say, well, this needs to happen. But if it happens to your child and your child is actually innocent, and then like, oh, oopsie, sorry that happened to you. Here, you can play now. You can't get that time back.
Now, in the case, since you brought it up, in the case of your son,
yep,
it was very clear to the people in the know that he was not there. So there was never any question as to whether he was going to be playing or not.
Yeah, but
on the team or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but that didn't matter because we had some in the media who got the same message from that person from the King County Sheriff's Department that used that information and spread it out. So when you have people that have followers and they sit there and they tell untruths, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
there's a difference, though, because what you're talking about is being slandered in the court of public opinion falsely because you had a rogue employee make false allegations versus a university that would adjudicate a process, right?
Yep.
Nobody filed, nobody made a police complaint against your son, correct? Nobody filed Title IX. There were no reports
from
a victim.
What I hear you, G, in that it would be easy to make false allegations that could harm someone permanently, no matter how, you know, if later on it's, oops, our bad. Like that sheriff's employee.
In the school. Like, look, you can't put the toothpaste back in a tube. Once there's an allegation, once there's things said about someone, whether it's true or not, there's still going to be a small population of those that didn't hear the correction.
By the way.
So in the case of this particular student, I mean, he's just being charged.
Now.
Well, he's being charged. No.
In February, he got charged.
Yeah, so he's been charged. So should he be suspended or should he's not been convicted?
Well,
should he continue to play? Should he play this year?
That is subjective right now to the coach. There is nothing on the books.
Yes. So, I just read what is on the books.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Shoot.
So are you guys ready for that?
There's a reasonable danger to
If they believe, yes, that it's against. So basically it is on the books.
But if who believes?
Hang on.
If who believes that?
The Title IX office usually.
So immediately suspending. So this is the policy.
Okay.
That they would immediately suspend the accused student, not convicted student, accused student from participating in any university functions or privileges, including clubs and sports teams, if there's reasonable cause to believe that student's conduct puts others in the UW community at risk.
But that decision is subjective.
Yes.
Everything in life is subjective.
Exactly.
I mean, look, if you take this point to its logical conclusion, if you truly believe in innocent until proven guilty, not a single person in this country should be held in jail on bail. If we actually believe that.
So you can't say, so it's subjective. They have a decision to make. If they feel that person endangers other people.
Yes.
So a decision. So
the person that made that decision is the current coach who said, this is a violation of our own policy.
But it's not black and white on there. And see, again, there's someone texting in, why are you trying to protect an accused rapist? So that's where the topic, when we have these discussions, sometimes people can't go deeper into the topic because they only want to see the surface part of things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on record and stay what I'm saying. We cannot pick and choose when we want to decide when you're innocent until proven guilty. That system is there for
you. You have to. So in this case, should he keep playing?
If I were the coach, I'm going to make that decision based upon.
So what's your decision?
My decision on this guy is no. And the reason why it's no is because there were things that happened before the season, which we don't know about, and which there were people that did not want this kid part of the team.
But none of it has been proven in court.
That's subjective.
It's all subjective.
You guys asked me personally what I would do, and I gave you personally what I would do in this situation.
Yeah.
When you say it's
subjective with the coach, right? Like, we're assuming that anyone who makes the decision doesn't know any of the ancillary facts. They don't know any of the circumstances. They don't know the person personally. And I completely agree. Like, it is an awful thing to ruin someone's life or their reputation with a false allegation.
I'll just end it with this right here. This is my last part. until you feel this.
Oh, I know.
And I'm being serious. Like this topic right here is one of those things that I can't explain until you feel this happen to your child. Until you feel that, then you might not feel what I'm talking about. And I hope that you as a parent never have to feel something like this. I hope that you don't have to be in a situation where you have someone in the media literally go based on a story, and you have to play it cool and bite your tongue, because if you do something and say something to someone, you could mess up your career. I hope that you're not in that situation right there. I hope that you're not in a situation where you physically see someone in their face and you see them go on and do a story like that, but you as a parent have to keep your cool. I hope that you don't never have to go to different schools and the schools allow that to happen and you don't have that happen. I pray that none of you guys feel that feeling ever in your life. Coming up next here on the Gene Urson Show, what are we going to talk about next?
We're going to regroup. How's that?
All right, Gene Urson.
And Ursula Show. It is a Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. As always, we invite you to join us on the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. And I have a funny feeling you might want to weigh in on this, because the question is, should you get paid time off if your pet dies? Now, y'all know that I have a dog named Scooter. He's a mini golden retriever. What you might not realize, though, is Scooter is now 14 years old. Mm-hmm. He's deaf mm-hmm. at this point. He's getting a little bit slower. He's still rascally, but he's slowing down. And I'm already dreading the thought of Scooter not being around and how we're going to feel as a family when we don't have him around. And more people own pets, especially during the pandemic. A bunch of people brought in pets into their home to help with their loneliness, et cetera, et cetera. So this has become even more pertinent, especially in a place like Seattle where, what, dogs, there's more dogs than children. Right. At least that was the case.
Right.
So let's just start there, first of all. What do you think? Should you get paid time off? Should that be something that companies offer?
Yes. Absolutely. Now, I feel, I'll admit something. I'm embarrassed because I would assume, and maybe that's why it's a good thing that I'm doing this job at an older age than doing it when I was in my 20s or 30s. I would have said, absolutely not, Ursula. Oh, by the way, they say I say your name too much.
It's a crutch.
I know. Ursula. I love our cats. And I say crystal clear too much. I want to be crystal clear. I love my cats more than 98% of humans.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Like, so your grief would be overwhelming, and you would need to take time off even more so than if you were to lose an important human in your life.
Right. Like, okay, here's one. I know, and if text in if you've ever done this, how many of you have taken time off because your, in air quotes, aunt passed away, or your great aunt passed away, or someone that has already passed away, you use them that they passed away again?
Oh,
now,
no.
Now, if you're perfect and you've never done this, fine. I'm talking about the folks that have. What I'm saying is some of y'all don't even like that aunt. Some of you have never even met that great aunt, but you used it for excuse to take time off. You can legitimately love an animal more than you love members of your family.
So I think a growing number of companies are realizing this. There was a recent conference. This is something that Bloomberg reported, that there were companies including Google, IMAX, Starbucks, United Airlines, Walmart, Whole Foods, Zoom. They were at this conference that were where all of them were discussing ways to offer more support for pets or employees who have pets. Google and Amazon already allow workers to bring their pets or the pet dogs, at least, to work. That's been happening since 1999. Mm. They've even adopted a take your dog to work day. But they were looking at things like, excuse the pun, paternity, like P-A-W, paternity, bereavement days, or dog boarding in the office, discounted insurance, and bringing your furry companions to work. Now, would you look at a company more favorably if they had these as benefits?
Yes. But it should be like for someone to say, and so I just got a text message that said, "Hey, that time off is for family. It's for humans only." Why? Because I know I'm not the only one that loves our pet better than you love some family members.
People think of pets as family members.
I see you walking the fine line here, though, not wanting to anger animal lovers. But I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. So we had a dog. Her name was Luna. She passed away about 4 years ago. You know, I had to take her into the vet and put her down because she had like really aggressive leukemia. Mm. And, you know, I will never forget that moment holding her while it happened. But I went into work the next day. I don't think I considered asking for a day off. And the thing is, when somebody dies, your bereavement time is not just to grieve, right? When someone that's close to you passes away, there are a ton of things that need to happen. You need to make funeral arrangements. Sometimes you need to figure out the insurance. You have to plan the estate. Like, plan a funeral, families coming in, all of these things. None of those things happen when an animal passes away. So, sure, go ahead and allow some time, but let's not pretend like there are life responsibilities that are even close to equivalent when an animal passes away versus a person.
And I don't think anyone's trying to argue that part, but I think the idea that you could take some days off and have them paid, I mean, I think for your mental stress. Okay.
No, you know what?
People are texting in like crazy right now, and I want to see some of these, but
I'm mad.
Okay, a Pew Research study, which is a legitimate study.
And what'd they say?
This was just from last year, found that 62% of American pet owners, 62% of Americans are pet owners. Nearly 97% of them consider pets as part of their family. A little over half also say they are as much a part of the family as a human member. Now, given that, if your thought process is that, I would imagine that you lose a family member, you would need some time off.
Okay.
And you can use your sick days.
Actually, every time I say your name, I think about it. Here's a conversation that we're not having.
Okay.
And this is the one that I really want to have. You maybe have the capacity in the room enough to maybe love about 5 or 6 of your family members. Okay, how about this? Let's say up to 10. But a lot of your family, you love your animal more than you love the human
Many
in your
people
family.
Do.
Now,
that's true.
Look, check this out. Right now in my life, I got about 6. 6 people that I love more than my 2 cats. That's it. And I'm not even laughing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not even doing it.
You're being serious.
I'm not doing
attack.
This for the sake of an argument or anything.
Nope.
I'm telling you, and I still have aunts. And by the way, there's probably some family members that's listening. I apologize. Some of y'all know I don't even get in the text thread with y'all, so you ain't going to be that damn mad. But when it comes to family, my cats rank above them.
I can guarantee you that based on what you've told me, that if your cat, when your cat passes, I don't expect to see you for a few days.
Oh, I'd be
totally good with that.
I'd be crushed.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's get better all around, because I'm actually looking at these companies and some of their policies.
Uh-huh.
There are a number of these companies that offer pet bereavement, but they offer no time off for pregnancy loss.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's... That's not a good example.
I want to give
that is not a good example. And you know what? Many people are pointing out, why not just have flexible PTO? Flexible paid time.
PTO
off.
Is a scam to reduce the total number of days that you get off.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Mona from Tacoma. That's a girl, Mona.
Yes.
We love Mona. Mona said, you've been calling me out all week. Yes, I've used a dead relative to call out, but we lost our Pomeranian 15 years in the family. We were devastated, cremated him, and is all we need was time.
I get it. And then there's someone else from Tacoma who says, most of my medical time off is for and has been for my dog.
Would we be even asking questions like this if we all had 6 weeks of flexible vacation time?
How many of you right now, if you're listening to the show?
I don't know.
How many of you guys got a whole bunch of sick time, but very little vacation time left for 2024?
Is that you? I feel a cough coming on.
Ursula.
After last year, for the first time ever, I told you.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I used to brag about my, like, lack of using sick days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my body's finally told me we've had enough. Yeah.
Nick, you love animals, bruh?
Oh, yeah. Grew up with a few cats. We fostered kittens, too, on the side.
Did you love cats more than you loved a lot of humans?
At times, yeah. When I was growing up, we had a cat named Lady.
Oh, all right. Your text messages, feedback, and we'll have Ursula's words to live by. It's Gene Ursula. Ursula, is the coast clear? Because, boy, that topic got heated. About the pets.
Oh, well,
yeah.
So many people are so passionate about their pets. We got more comments about that than any other topic on the show today.
If you don't have pets and you're like, the last thing you can do to say to someone is, I don't understand how you can love a pet more than people. I'm telling you, you're going to tell on yourself. You love Scooter more than you love some people, Ursula?
No.
Let's be honest. Some people
I love Scooter so much.
You don't love Scooter more than you love some people?
So,
any people?
Okay, yes. Okay, yes. Yes.
Some people just aren't animal folks, man. You know?
All right. Ursula, what you
okay,
got?
Okay, I want to start off with one of my favorite listeners who's really upset with me. Because
okay.
We talked about going on vacation and how, 50% of Americans plan to go on a summer vacation. And of those 50% of Americans, 36%, so more than the third, said, hey, they were going to put at least some or all of their vacation on credit. And I said, I'm at the point where I understand that sentiment.
Okay.
And mainly because no day is promised. And I said, within reason, though, within moderation, don't go so heavily into debt. But if you have to put some of it on credit card, I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. And Dave was like, Dave in Snohomish County said, hey, everybody, do not listen to G and Ursula. No vacation on the credit card. Do a staycation and do little day trips. Great ideas, by the way. Take a picnic in a blanket. I cannot believe you guys are encouraging people to put their vacation on credit. Okay. Again, I don't want, if you're already hugely in debt, then don't go further in debt. I was mainly just saying, I'm of the mindset right now, at this juncture of my life, based on what I have seen, that sometimes you keep saving for that rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes time to have that rainy day, you can't take advantage of all that saving because you're just not well enough.
And you have that opinion just, because of your 2023, don't you?
Yeah, last year did it for me. And so, again, I would never encourage people to go further into debt, though, like to the point where it's going to be so much more stressful to you. And Dave correctly pointed out that we do have a debt problem in this country, and that's true.
Can I share with you how I'm hungry all the time? You want to give an example? Let me give you an example of me being hungry all the time.
Uh-huh.
when you read Dave's text and you said, take a picnic in the blanket.
Yeah.
I was thinking pig in a blanket. And I got hungry because that's one of my, I like that. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Forget it. Maybe it's just me. Pet bereavement. Rich says, how do you quantify how much you love someone, even an animal?
206 said, yes. On pet bereavement. Not everyone has a human family. Some of us only have our pets.
All right. Ursula, it's words to live by right now. Brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Well, I'm going to go with that theme then. M.K. Clinton says, the world would be a nicer place if everyone had the ability to love as unconditionally as a dog.
Yeah. Dogs, I mean, cats love you, but dogs, I tell you what. They really do it for you.
For sure.
All right, Brother Nick.
Well, after yesterday, still cooling off from getting cooked, brings a better chance to get away and take a trip to book. Or another great idea is staying near this local town for a day out on the lake or even camping on our grounds. Though I wouldn't recommend a spending frenzy while you're out maxing out the credit card without a penny left in doubt. And that goes for G when planning out his glamorous camping break where the biggest RV won't be fitting through to reach the lake. You can bring Vito, but the whole house, I don't know if that'll make it to the woods, G.
Woo! Ursula! They say I say your name too much.
And we laugh too much. Now every time I laugh, I'm like, whoa!
Ha!
You know what? It's just not going to stop.
No, no.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It really is.
Yes. And sometimes you need to just laugh because otherwise you're crying.
Yeah. Hey, Ursula, you was watching 11 o'clock news last night. I thought you was
Yes, but right after that, I turned off everything, including my phone.
Okay. So you've been working on
progress.
That sleep, huh?
Yes, I will not stop watching the 11 o'clock news, but I will try to go to bed
shortly
thereafter.
You need to be asleep earlier than 11 o'clock.
I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Maybe I need to watch the 10 o'clock news.
All right. Thanks, Ursula.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chef. Nick, thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Hey, the Jack and Spike show, that's coming up next. Hey, Liz and Gig Harbor, we appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.